Okay. This is from I Am the Lord That Healeth Thee. This is one of my favorite excerpts, and I can't tell you how many times this has ministered to me and encouraged me and got my faith working. One day I had been visiting the sick and was with a friend of mine, an architect, when I saw a young man from his office coming down the road in a car holding in his hand a telegram. It contained a very urgent request that we go immediately to pray for a man who was dying. We went off in an auto as fast as possible and in about an hour and a half reached a large house in the country where the man was dying resided. There were two staircases in that house, and it was extremely convenient for the doctors could go up and down one, and my friend and I could go up and down the other, so that we had no occasion to meet. I found on arrival that it was a case of this sort. The man's body had been broken. He was ruptured, and his bowels had been punctured in two places. The discharge from the bowels had formed abscesses, and blood poisoning had set in. The man's face had turned green. Two doctors were in attendance, but they saw the case was beyond their power. They had telegraphed to London for a great specialist, and when we arrived, they were at the railroad station awaiting his arrival. The man was very near death and could not speak. I said to his wife, "If you desire, we will anoint and pray for him." She said, "That is why I sent for you." I anointed him in the name of the Lord and asked the Lord to raise him up. Apparently, there was no change. God often hides what he does. From day to day, we find that God is doing wonderful things, and we receive reports of healings that have taken place that we have heard nothing about at the time of our meetings. Only last night, a woman came into the meeting suffering terribly. Her whole arm was filled with poison, and her blood was so poisoned that it was certain to bring her to death. We rebuked the thing, and she was there this morning and told us that she was without pain and had slept all night, a thing she had not done for 2 months. To God be all the praise. You will find that he will do this kind of thing all along. As soon as we anointed and prayed for this brother, we went down the back staircase, and the three doctors came up the front staircase. As we arrived downstairs, I said to my friend who had come with me, "Friend, let us have hold of your hands." We held each other's hands, and I said to him, "Look into my face, and let us agree together, according to Matthew 18:19, that this man shall be brought out of this death." We laid the whole matter before God, and then said, "Father, we believe." Then the conflict began. The wife came down to us and said, "The doctors have got all their instruments out and they're about ready to operate." I cried, "What? Look here. He's your husband. And I tell you this, if these men operate on him, he will die. Go back and tell them you cannot allow it." She went back to the doctors and said, "Give me 10 minutes. They said, "We can't afford to. The man is dying, and it's your husband's only chance." She said, "I want 10 minutes, and you don't touch his body until I have him." They went downstairs by one staircase, and we went up by the other. I said to the woman, "This man is your husband. He cannot speak for himself. It is now the time for you to put your whole trust in God and prove him wholly true. You can save him from 1,000 doctors. You must stand with God and for God in this critical hour." After that, we came down and the doctors went up. The wife faced those three doctors and said, "You shan't touch this man's body. He is my husband. I am sure that if you operate on him, he will die. But he will live if you don't touch him." Suddenly, the man in the bed spoke. "God has done it," he said. They rolled back the bedclothes and the doctors examined him, and the abscesses were clear cut away. The nurse cleaned the place where they had been. The doctors could see the bowels still open, and they said to the wife, "We know that you have great faith, and we see that a miracle has taken place. But you must let us unite these broken parts and put in silver tubes, and we know that your husband will be all right after that, and it need not interfere with your faith at all." She said to them, "God has done the first thing, and he can do the rest. No man will touch him now."
Amen.
And God healed the whole thing. And that man is well and strong today. I can give you his name and address to anybody who wants it. Do you ask by what power this was done? I would answer in the words of Peter. His name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong. The anointing was done in the name of the Lord, and it is written, "The Lord shall raise him up." And he provides the double cure. Even if sin has been the cause of the sickness, his word declares, if we have committed sins, they shall be forgiven. You know, I had something happen to me back in the early 90s. I was in the sign business at this time with my husband, and it was a very busy Friday, and Fridays are usually busy. And we got my husband was working with a customer, and the phone rang, and I picked it up, and it was our bank. And our bank agent said, Kathy, the state just put a hold on your bank account. And I said, excuse me? And she said, all your bank accounts are locked up. I didn't know what happened, had no idea. And you know how they do it. It's a Friday afternoon. You call their offices. They're already gone home. We were going to have to wait till Monday to get any answers. Now, that would have been well and fine. But the problem was, being so busy that week, I hadn't any food in the house. None. I had no cash on me. In fact, as soon as work was over, I was going to go down to the bank, get some cash, go get dinner, and feed the family. At that time, I had six that I fed. All my children were at home. And the customers kept coming in. My husband was working the phones. I was working the counters. And I stopped for a second. I had a break in business. And I walked out the back door. And it was parking lot there, nobody there. And I looked up and I told God, I said, and I got very definite. And you got to get definite with God. I said, look, if my husband and I screwed up, because I didn't know why the money was all locked up. If my husband and I screwed up, we'll fast. But you're going to feed my kids. Now, if you've ever been in business with other businesses, you don't get paid cash. We didn't even have a cash drawer in the sign business for the 15 years that I worked it. We never needed cash. They always paid with a check or a credit card. Very rarely did you ever get cash. I walked back in and had some more customers. And in about 10 minutes, this cowboy come wandering in. Now, I usually, you know, I dealt with big ranches. I dealt with all kinds of businesses, from the one guy in his little truck to the biggest corporations in America. In walked a cowboy. And he walked up to the counter, and I waited on him, and he needed to sell some bulls, and he needed some signs to put out by the roadside to get rid of these bulls. No problem. Worked with them the whole bit. He pulled out a wallet. He goes, you will take cash, won't you? I said, oh, yes, sir. Today we got a special on cash. He pulled out four $50 bills, $200, laid it on the counter, and I told him what the deposit was. The deposit was like 90-something or whatever, and he laid down $200, and he said, will this cover it? I said, yeah, that'll cover it. You know, he turned and walked out the door, and I grabbed the cash, and God said, and I think this is the best part, Kathy, go feed your kids. Had nothing to do if we were wrong with the bank accounts. It had nothing to do if there was sin in our life that caused it. What it had to do was, I went to God and asked for some help. Amen.